Yeah, that'll really do it. Let's give you a couple hundred grand when you're making 38 mil a year. That'll really move the needle. Good God. In season cup. All right, let's do the business. I want to talk Lions. So yesterday was cathartic. We had a therapy Monday. Both Rico and I are pretty aligned on this. I no longer expect this team to win the Super Bowl. I simply hope they do. And that's a major departure from how I talked about them since summer. And when you lose multiple Pro Bowlers on top of a season of injuries. I mean, in comparison, the Eagles have four players on IR. You have 22, 19 of which are on defense. I can't go on the air and lie to you and say, hey, you're winning it all. I'm not going to do that. Just like I'm not going to get on the air and say, hey, Hutch said on a pod he's going to play. Yeah, okay. No, he's not. But thank you. If it happens, it's miraculous. I don't depend on miracles. I'll leave that for David at church on Sundays to sell me water into wine. Second of all, you'd have to get to the Super Bowl for there to even matter. The whole crux of the conversation is you're not getting there because the injury gods have taken it from us. So what I want to see is this. While most fans are in a state of denial, I want to live in reality. Can we reset the goal, Rico? And before we have a Super Bowl conversation, let's set the goal in what we would need to do to have that convo. Because I do think, in your Doctor Strange language, there is only one way out of this. There is one way that I think we could at least have a remote Super Bowl conversation. And that is, they must, as a non-negotiable, they must get the one seed. There is no scenario in my mind that this team, with this level of injuries, can survive without a bye week and playing one less playoff game. That they need to go 3-0. Now, you're going to play a corpse this week in the Bears. Then you play a semi-corpse in the Niners. Then you're going to play an allegedly good team that I just feel is the Pittsburgh Steelers in different uniforms, the Vikings. Now, the Vikings is the game we all look at and go, okay, that's a problem. But Rico, is the new standard the following? Forget about Super Bowl talk, forget about the playoffs, and forget about whatever injury fantasies you have. In the here and now, can you go 3-0 so we get to re-engage those conversations? Is that fair? Is that something you think I have a chance of getting everyone on the same page with?
You know what? It's funny. First of all, I'm so glad you took time to watch that movie because I love the fact that you make Marvel references when you try to.
Well, it's a holiday season. I'm in the giving mood.
Second, yeah, I think that that is the only way. You have to run the table for the rest of the year. You're going to be fortunate because you are playing the Bears, who just seem to be in a free fall.
They're dead.
You got the Niners, who should be playing for a draft pick right now, and you may not even see some of their players anymore. They may just go ahead and sit Brock Purdy and just play the backups. It does come down to a game with the Vikings. But my thing is, before we quickly just dismiss the Vikings, like, oh, we can beat them. Okay, when you played them the last time, it came down to a field goal in the final seconds to win the game. So I'm not that quick to dismiss this Minnesota team. I don't care what color the quarterback's hair is. That's a good team out there. They're playing good football right now.
Yeah, and by getting the one, you play one less playoff game. Mm-hmm. And whatever games you play are here. If you want to re-engage a Super Bowl conversation, all I'm trying to do is back up the truck. Forget about all the pain and anguish of the last 48 hours. Guys, do you believe this team can get the one seed? And do you believe it's the only pathway? Shout out Dr. Strange. I truly believe if they aren't the one seed, they're not going to the Super Bowl. Like, they will have no chance at it.
Yes.
They need a bye week desperately.
Because
they
here's
need
the thing.
To play one less game.
Yeah. Because, Mike, here's the thing. If you don't get the one seed, chances are you're going to now be the five seed. And you're either flying out to L.A. or you're flying out to Seattle to face two quarterbacks that I don't think this team wants to face. So, yes, you don't run the table and there is no Super Bowl.
They got to go 3-0.
Yes.
They got to go 3-0. They got to bounce back. Two of these games they'll be favored in. I would expect they'll be favored. But again, the results could impact whether they're favored in that finale. If this defense goes out and gives up 230 burgers the next 2 weeks, don't be shocked if you're not favored in that finale. And again, Las Vegas, hey, they don't control everything, but I listen when they speak. They have reacted the Lions went from being the prohibitive favorite to win the Super Bowl to now being the third or fourth choice in a matter of 24 hours and falling. It matters. These injuries are that damaging. So I'd like to know where you guys are at with it. 248-539-9797. David, what do you think? Am I able, do you think, to get a majority of people on the board here? Let's table Super Bowl discussion. If you have any hope of getting there, we need to go 3-0. Agree or disagree?
I do agree with that, and I do think that the most people would also agree with it. I think they'll fall in line because that has to be the scenario where you get the bye week and then you get the worst team in the division around, and then it's possible. That is the only way.
Win some shootouts on the fast track.
Yes.
Inside.
The only way. You get both games at home. The only way possible is that scenario.
Crowd noise.
Correct.
Causing some penalties. The problem is, I think you're thinking logically. I'm thinking logically. Mike is thinking logically. Earlier today, Dan Campbell came on the morning show. He fired up the city. And I think that the city believes there's more than just one way. Like, as he said, we just got to go out and win games, and it's fired up. Dave, you got a little snippet of this? Here it is. Here's Dan Campbell from the morning show. So that was Dan Campbell this morning on the morning show. He dropped another F-bomb. He was fired up. So.
Yeah, but I mean, talk is cheap. I mean, I love Dan Campbell, but what's a guy supposed to say? Right. Yeah, we're effed. Lost all my good players. Goulet. Hey, no. Can we play Dear John? Like, no, I mean, he's going to come on the air and say that. He has to say that. It's who he is. No, it's what he believes.
But, Mike, I'm saying after him saying that, I think a lot of Detroiters are now saying, screw it, we're still going to win the whole thing. Because did you hear what Dan? I'm ready to run through a wall for him.
But the problem is Dan Campbell's words don't play defensive tackle at an all-pro level.
This man's on his game today.
You know what I mean?
No, like, you're right.
I get so tired of words. I love Dan Campbell, but like, I'm going to sound like Rick Pitino after the Celtics lost by 50. Larry Bird ain't walking through that door. Aleem McNeil's not walking through that door. Carl Davis not walking through that door. Hutch is limping still. He ain't walking through that door. So I get tired of, well, Dan Campbell said, look, Dan Campbell's a great football coach. And I think Dan Campbell doesn't BS you at all. And Dan Campbell has to believe that. The guys in that locker room have to believe that. But we aren't in that locker room. We don't need to subscribe to that. Mm-mm. We live in reality.
Right.
It's not his fault.
No.
It's not this team's fault. It's not Brad Holmes' fault. It's not the players' fault. They got screwed by the football gods.
If this team has to go out and start their first game the week after playing Minnesota, which means you do not get a break, which means you don't get some guys to get healed up to come back, you got to travel out, travel to the West Coast, to L.A., or even further to Seattle. No, I don't think you win that game. And I think that it's going to be an unfortunate end to this season. Yeah, if you can run you have to be at home as the number one seed, bye week, rested players. And at that point, I still don't think it's a guarantee. But at some point, if you're not the one seed, you're going to end up in probably Philly, Green Bay's playing good football. Or maybe you have to go someplace else in Minnesota.
Dude, you got
to
play an extra game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing. There's no team in football that needs a bye week more than this one currently, right here. The idea of playing an extra game on the road. Look, for anyone who wants to bring up the 07 Giants, go ahead. You're right. It was one of the most unlikely Super Bowls in history. Went at Tampa, at Dallas, at Green Bay. I get it. I was there. Guys, that's Disney stuff. This team was the prohibitive favorite. I'm not relying on Disney memories or a once every 50-year Super Bowl run in order to justify hope. Can they is not the conversation. Any team that makes the NFL playoffs can, but the odds are greatly reduced with what went down Sunday with those injuries, on top of already having more defensive players on the IR than any other team in football. That's the conversation. So we've asked the question. We have arrived at Doctor Strange. There is only one way. Must get one seed. Must get by. Must stay home. Do you subscribe to that? Can they go 3-0? Yes. I could see a situation that they can win shootouts short term. That doesn't work in the playoffs. I don't believe it'll work there. I don't believe it'll be great, especially if you have to go outside, especially if you have to play an extra game. Like, do you know who needs a bye week right now? Frank Ragnow. Can't prove it. I'm not reporting anything. Watch the games. That dude's a warrior, but that dude looks like his body is betraying him. You need a bye week like we as humans need oxygen. Dan Campbell's got to get on the air and say that. He's got to deliver that message to his team. Dan Campbell will never show weakness. He can't. That's not how you run a locker room. Dan Campbell will show you emotion. He will show you how much he cares for his players. That's not weakness. But you can't show weakness. You can't be rattled. So, yeah, the speech, it's fun. It made for great radio. Cool. It has no impact on my opinion. Nor should it.
No. But like I said, I think it may affect some opinions of the people of Detroit.
I know. 248-539-9797. I want to hear Kenny's opinion, but I know he's screening calls. We'll get to him next as Lions superfan. Straight up, let's talk about going 1-0 each of the next 3 weeks. The only way that they have a shot to really deliver on what we all thought they could do in their current situation is the one seed, right? Like, there's no other way, is there?
Correct.
Well, let's find out what the people have to say about it.